And the best battery of them all, baseball and Ballantyne. So just settle back and we're all set to go. Dick Donovan, who has been simply sensational, and I don't use that in the radio announcer's sense. I use it in his literal sense. He has been spectacular. He has won five games and lost none. This 6'3", 205-pound right-hander from Quincy, Massachusetts, who is 34 years old, be 35 come December. His first two victories were shutouts over Boston, 4-0, 5-0. He beat the Yankees 7-5, though he needed some help from Frank Funk. He went 7 2/3 innings. Then he beat the Twins 7-2. And on May 4th, the A's got him out of there after an inning in the third, but the Indians came on to win, and McDowell got the victory. And last time out on May 8th, he beat Minnesota 6-3. He went 8 3rd inning. Dick Donovan, a fellow who relishes the challenge, who keeps his stuff low, good breaking stuff. Now Bobby Richardson up, hitting 257. The right-hander under the windup, the first pitch of the game is swung on and popped high in the air. Woody held in the short left, but the left fielder comes in and he makes the catch. Chuck decision. One away. Held started out. He could have played the ball, but Decision hollered him off in very shallow left. And here now is Tom Fetch, hitting second in the order today. He and Cleet Boyer have been alternated from time to time by manager Ralph House. Tom had a good day yesterday, including a two-run homer. Batting 295. Bubba Phillips in close at third. Donovan's pitch swung on, and again a first ball hitter and a high fly into left center. And again, the season's over, and he makes the catch, and they're two away on two pitches. So apparently, the Yankees went up there with the idea of trying to jump on Donovan on first pitches, figuring if he got ahead of him, he goes to that low stuff. Here now is Roger Maris, batting 245. Batting 295. Donovan's pitch inside, ball one, one ball, no strike. Dick Donovan, who first came up with the Braves, didn't get too much chance with them, and finally was a bonus player, finally sent down to Atlanta, got a lot of work, and White Sox brought him up into the majors where he reached stardom. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back out of play. He was in the 1959 World Series and pitched a courageous game, I recall, out in Los Angeles. Came to the White Sox in 55. He had records of 15-9, 12-10, 16-6, 15-14, 9-10, 6-1. Last year with the Washington team starting from scratch, he had a 10-10 record. Now the pitch, swung on, a bouncer down the first of Francona up, but it steps on first and the side retires. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, the Yankees nothing, the Indians coming to bat. It's the last half of the first inning. Willie Tasby leading off, Tito Francona on deck, and Chuck Esigian to follow. Tasby coming to the Indians in a deal with the Senators, right-hand batter. Whitey Ford pitch inside, ball one. Frank Eumont working balls and strikes. Cal Drummond umpiring at first, Bill McKinley at second, Larry Knapp at third. Ford's next delivery is in there for a strike. Whitey making his eighth start of the season, a record of 3-1. He beat the Indians 3-1 in New York on April 21st. Next delivery is low and inside. Ball two, 2-1. Whitey was 2-0 against the Indians last year, 22-9 lifetime. The 2-1 pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on, fouled off the plate. Strike two. 2-2. On May 5th, the Indians sent pitchers Don Rudolph and Steve Hamilton to Washington and got Willie Tasby in return, giving Mel McGahey some right-handed hitting bench strength. And the pitch. One down and missed. Strike three. Ford fired it. One away. Now Tito Francona from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. Hitting 283. He hits to all fields, remember. Left-hand batter. The pitch. Fastball, and it's inside. Ball one. Salty Parker coaching at third. Rick Hart at first. Outfield shaded around to the right. Just a touch. Ford's next pitch, sidearm. Fastball outside. Perhaps a little low, and it's a 2-0 count on Francona. Francona is the only left-hand hitter. When I was talking about stacking right-hand hitters up in the front, you have Basijan, Green, Romano, Harrell, and the rest of them are all right-hand batters. He's the only left-hand hitter in the order. And the pitch. It's inside. Ball three. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Warm day in Cleveland. Overcast. Muggy. The 3-0 delivery on the way. In there. Strike one. 3-1. The vastly improved Cleveland Indians. Good defense, fine pitching, and they make some runs. They're going to be tough all year. The 3-1 pitch. It's inside, ball four, and Francona walks. So with one on and one out, up comes Chuck Kosygin. Here's a boy that can really hit a ball. I mean with power. Chuck hitting 333. He's at 16 for 48. One time Stanford football player. When he gets one to his liking, he's almost split that baseball. Here's the pitch, swung on and lined off the glove of Trish for a base hit. Trish couldn't hold it. He really ripped it. It was too hot to handle. He got a glove on it just to his left, a low liner, which could have resulted in an easy double play because Francona was off. But, boy, I'll tell you, I'd have hated to be in front of that one. And the season is credited with a line single off the glove of Tom Trech. So the Indians have a good threat going in the last of the first inning. And Gene Green stepping up. And as you know, he's got the power. He hit one into the left field bleachers at the stadium. Only a few have done that. Two on, one out. Whitey Ford ready, and the pitch. Inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Gene Green, batting 409, 9 for 22. Spot player. Whitey sets, delivers, and Green hits a slow bounder foul down the third baseline. Coach Salty Parker feeling and flipping it to Boyer, who returns it to Whitey. Francona returning to second, and Chuck Kosygin to first. Kosygin's the only man in history ever to hit two pinch hit home runs in a World Series. He did it with the Dodgers in 59 against the White Sox. Francona moves off second. Kosygin off first. One out, no score, first inning. Gene Green, the batter. Pickoff, though. Runners back. Bobby Richardson went over to take the throw. Francona got back. Gene Green, big fellow, right-hand hitter. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Good breaking stuff. One and two the count. Johnny Romano's on deck. Bell and Boughton are the scheduled pitchers for the second game. One ball, two strikes, runners lead away. Whitey Ford's pitch. Swung on, hit foul, and it hits the photographer back to third base, but not desiring to be embarrassed in front of the crowd. He takes the full force of the blow and shakes it off in a nonchalant fashion and receives some plaudits. He'll probably make a visit to his doctor in the morning, maybe tonight. He didn't get a picture, by the way, of the line drive. Runners lead away from first and second. One away. The pitch to Green. Swung on. A bouncer hits the scour, and he's up with it. Throws to Trash for one. Back to first. Too late. Going to third, Francona. Scourin down to Trash. Back to Ford, who covered first. But Green beats the relay. And that is always the big play of the double play. So the Indians are still alive in the inning with two men on. Green hitting the scour on his season fourth at second. Francona moves to third, and here is the always dangerous Johnny Romano, who has developed in one of the fine catchers in the majors, both as a receiver, handler of pitchers, and at the plate, hitting .294, 15 RBIs. Francona leads off third, Gene Green off first, two down, no score. Whitey Ford to the stretch, here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Johnny Blanchard had to go wide to the right of the plate to grab that one. Woody Held is on deck. The Indians making Whitey work hard in the first inning. Outfield about straight away. Ford to the stretch. And the pitch. It swung on as a high drive. It's a deep left. Barra back to the screen. The ball is going to be over for a home run. Will go off. Johnny Romano with his fourth homer, driving in run 16, 17, and 18. Got hold of a fastball and rode it over the fence. Here's what he held. Takes it low for a ball. Francona and Asijan scoring ahead of Romano, and the Indian fans are having a day. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line foul down the left field line. A 1-1 count. Romano was just guessing right. Caught that fastball and rode it over the left field screen. 3-0 Indians, first inning. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike, one and two. Next delivery is a little bit outside. A 2-2 count. And the Indians are off to a great start in the first inning of the first game of the doubleheader. And the pitch. Swung on, hits the Ford, he has it. Throws over to Scourin, the side's retired. But Johnny Romano's two out, three-run homer, gives Dick Donovan, with the way he's been pitching, a great lead to work on. And, of course, makes a difference in his style of pitching. He can take calculated risks with a good lead. Any pitcher can, as opposed to a tie game. Romano coming out, getting a hand. Three runs, two hits, no errors, and no one left on. And as so often happens, for any team in baseball, you watch how often a base on balls will set up situations. At the end of the first inning, the Indians 3 and the Yankees nothing. Mickey Mantle leads off in the second inning. Cleveland leading 3-0. Mick batting .357. had a perfect day yesterday. Donovan's pitch is high for a ball. Mantle had a single, double, and a homer and two walks in five appearances, boosting his average 29 points. This is another day, and the pitch. Swung on and fouled back, strike one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Yogi Berra on deck and Johnny Blanchard to follow. The veteran Dick Donovan delivers. Mantle starts the bunt, misses. Strike two. Trailing 3-0, he was trying to drop one down to get aboard, trying to get something started. Now he's gotten himself into a deep hole, 1-2. Donovan has a 12-10 Major League lifetime record against the Yankee team. And the right-hander pitches, and Mantle takes a fast one high and away, ball 2-2-2, trying to set him up. Last year, Donovan was 2-2 with New York, pitching for Washington. Two balls, two strikes, 3-0 Cleveland, second inning. And the 2-2 pitch. It's inside, ball three. Tried to get the inside corner. Backed him up. Donovan swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the payoff pitch is swung on and bounced down to Francona. Donovan getting over, takes the toss in time, one away. Mantle grounding out to first baseman Tito Francona. Donovan over to take the toss. Yogi Berra, who celebrated his 37th birthday yesterday by not playing, but was available, hitting 220. Donovan's delivery in there for a strike. Donovan, in his six appearances, has won five, lost none, has worked 44 in the third inning. 45 in the third innings now. Given up just 37 hits and 14 earned runs. He was the leading earned pitcher in the league last year for earned run average. He has a 2.8 earned run average now. The pitch to Berra. Swung on, hit foul beyond third. Yogi tried to punch that one to left field. The outfield swung around to the right. Now the two-strike pitch to Yogi. It's high and away, 1-2. He wouldn't bite at it. The 1-2 offering on the way to Berra. Swung on, and it popped up to second to Kendall, and it's two away. Actually, it was sort of a, it wasn't a high pop-up, sort of a looper, a little soft liner. Coming up now is Johnny Blanchard, batting 262. The Indians, by the way, won every game which Donovan has been the starting pitcher. The pitch to Blanchard is a little high, ball one. In the overall scheme of things, the first game's a doubleheader. From a manager's standpoint and players, even if they would settle for an even break, they like to get the first game in. The 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back. If you win the first game of a doubleheader, then the second one loses a little bit of the tension for you. But the loser of it knows they're up against it. They're struggling for an even break. The other team knows at least it has an even break and could win two. And psychology has a great deal to do with this game. Here's the pitch, swung on. There's a drive to deep right field. It is going down. A home run for Johnny Blanchard. A line drive into the right field seat. John, who's an extreme pull hitter, hit a line drive right down the line just to the left of the screen for his fourth home run of the year and his 12th run batted in. And it's 3-1. The Yankees' first hit, and it developed, into the run. Now the Moose steps up. This second home run for Blanchard off Cleveland pitching. Gowan takes high and inside. A backup pitch. Blanchard hit one off Latman on April 21st. The Minnesota Mauler, Johnny Blanchard. 3-1 in favor of the Indians. First to the second. Two down. The pitch to Scarron. Low and inside. Moose is not from Minnesota, but he married a girl from Austin, Minnesota. Moose came from around the Chicago area. Went to Purdue. And he lived in Austin, Minnesota for a little while. The 2-0 pitch. High, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Indians 3, Yankees 1, second inning. Two outs, nobody on. Dick Donovan swings into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch, Moose is taking, and it's in there for a strike. 3-1. Moose, like a lot of ball players, will indicate they're going to take the pitch. They'll start fooling around in the batter's box. So the pitcher, knowing he's going to take, he just lays it in there, thinking he won't be hitting a 3-0 pitch. The 3-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. He went for a bad pitch. Full count. The idea being, if you don't tip your mitt, the pitcher may wonder if you got a green light on a 3-0 pitch. Of course, every once in a while, you do get one. Mantle did a few days back and hit a home run off of it. The 3-2 delivery, and Scarron hits the foul, coming back out of play. There's no more conscientious performer than Scarron. He's one of those streak hitters. When he gets into a good streak, he hits anything wherever they throw it, in all parts of the field. He's only hitting 231 right now. The 3-2 pitch, swung on, bounced toward third, two hops. Bubba Phillips has it on over to first in time to Francona, and the side's retired. One run on Blanchard's homer, one hit, no errors, no one left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the Indians 3 and the Yankees 1. The last of the second, Indians lead 3-1. Bubba Phillips up, bottom third of the order. Kendall and Donovan to follow. Johnny Romano hit a 3-run homer in the first inning with two outs. Ford pitch, low, ball one. Francona walked, Asijan lined a single off Tresh's glove, and then with two outs, Romano homered. Next pitch outside, ball two. 2-0. Indians have taken 3 out of 5 from New York this year. Last year, the Yankees took 14 out of 18 from Cleveland. The pitch swung on, a high pop foul beyond first. Scarron drifts over near the stands, and he makes the catch. One away. And while Jerry Kendall comes up, we'll pause for station identification.
A cheerful earful each Monday through Friday morning on the Bob Cathcart Show, 11 till 1 on the Pacemaker Station, WOKO, Albany, New York. 4 minutes past 2 of the time.
Jerry Kendall, hitting .289 overall on the season. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter, and he takes a strike. He's had a total of 25 hits in the league, and 9 of them been against Yankee pitching. They deliver a inside, he laid off of it. Ball one, 1-1. We were talking to Pete Ramos yesterday, now with the Indians, and he raved about this fellow, particularly a field. Of course, he didn't have to. We've seen him. The pitch is low and inside, ball two, 2-1. And as far as the bat is concerned, he's hitting .474 against New York. So he's just been a marvel in all departments. The 2-1 pitch is low. Ball three. 3-1. Whitey is having just a little trouble with his control. Unlike his last outing. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced to the box. Whitey takes it, tosses over to Scowron. Kendall is retired. When Ford beat Boston 4-1. In fact, his last three starts, beat Washington 3-2, lost to Chicago 1-0, and beat Boston 4-1. A hand now for Dick Donovan. Unlike a leopard, his record is spotless. Here's the pitch. Dick's a good hitting pitcher. Takes a strike. 0-1. 2 years ago in the offseason up in Quincy, Dick was doing some radio announcing. Here's the next pitch, and he checks his swing but fouls it back. And the man catches a rebound off the seat. Turns around to take a bow, but doesn't get any applause. I don't think people realize that he'd gotten it that fast. He didn't either. He looked down and, well, I got it in my hand. The two-strike pitch, Donovan swings and lines it down the left field line, and it's in there for a base hit. And Donovan's one for two, and he'll go in with an eased-up double. Donovan collecting his third hit with two down. And so once again, the Indians are in scoring position with two away. And here's Willie Tasby, a strikeout victim in the first inning. Right-hand batter. Whitey's pitch on the way. Swung on. There's a high drive to deep right. Maris goes back to the barrier. He's under it. And he has it. And the side's retired. He caught a fastball tailing away from him. And hit it to the opposite field, and with good power. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of two innings of play, Cleveland. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 1 run, 1 hit, and no errors. Cleet Boyer hitting eighth in the order, leads off in the third. Right-hand batter, Donovan's pitch is inside, ball one. Cleet batting .322. Ford to follow, and then Bobby Richardson. Indians out front, 3-1. The veteran right-hander comes in with pitch that's low. He's got a good sinker. 2 balls, no strikes. And through the ages, a good low ball pitcher has had a lot going for him. The 2-0 pitch. Swung on, a high fly to deep right field. That ball is going way out there, and it may be caught. No, it's up against the barrier. Oh, it didn't go over. It went over. It's a wire screen, and I didn't know whether it landed. It's the screen landing on this side or the other side. It's a home run for Cleet Boyer. They have a wire fence going around, and as you look through it, Gene Green reached for the ball. I couldn't tell whether it hit the screen on this side because the ball bounded around on the ground. I didn't know which side of the fence it was on. Boyer, 6th homer. 13th run batted in. Yankees second hit it. 3-2 now, and here's Whitey Ford. Donovan's pitch. High. Ball one. Bunkcaster always likes a solid fence painted green. Then he can tell. Ball hits it. It bounds in or it disappears the other way. Ford swings, sends a little grounder down to Francona. Up with it, steps on first, and Whitey's retired. Bobby Richardson, wide to left field in the first inning. Donovan to the windup, and the pitch to Bobby. But hard. Francona over. Donovan gets over. Takes the throw. In time on a close play, and a beautiful play. Perfectly executed. Bobby bunting toward first, and as we pointed out, he bunted too hard at the beginning, although he still almost made it. But Francona was able to race over, grab it. Donovan hurried over. Sometimes when you go to a ball game, watch how some pitchers really break and get over in a hurry and some delay, and that can make the difference. We had that situation here yesterday. Tom Trash flied to left field in the first inning. Two away, one in. 3-2 Indians, third inning. Donovan's pitch. High and away, ball one. The outfield playing Trash to full. As you know, he's a switch hitter, and with the right hander working, he's batting left-handed. His father once played with this team, originally with the White Sox. Catcher, Mike Trash. Pitch swung on, grounded to second. Up with it, Kendall over to Francona, who sides retired. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. And at the end of 2.5 innings, it's Indians 3, Yankees 2. Now the last of the third, and here's Tito Francona coming up. A season in green to follow. Whitey Ford's pitch. Swung on a drive to deep left center. Mantle racing, and the ball is over his head. Francona going for a double, and the throw comes in, and he's on second with a double into the gap in left center. He really tagged it. He went up there looking for the fastball and got it and conked it on the first pitch. So the only left-handed hitter in the order started the Indians off the first inning, drew a walk, and here in the third, he opens with a double. Chuck Kosygin, who ripped a scorching liner off the glove of Trash for a base hit, is up, right-hand batter. The pitch is high, ball one. Francona's sixth double. Indian fans got that rhythmic applause. 3-2 Cleveland, third inning. Whitey set. The pitch. Swung on. A ground ball hits the short. Trash up with it. Francona holds second. The throw to first in time, and there's one away. Now Gene Green. He grounded to Scout in the first inning and threw down to second, but the Yankees just missed the double play at first, and instead of the inning being over, up came Romano, and he wrapped it over the screen for three runs. Romano's on deck. Cleveland 3, New York 2, third inning. One out, Francona on second. Whitey checking with Blanchard as the sign. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A let-up curve. Strike one. This is a good ballpark for Green to play in. Last year in the old Washington Park, it was tougher to hit a home run, though he hit quite a few, and he can hit for long distance, let me tell you. The next pitch is swung on and fouled back. 365 in left and right center, 410 dead center, 380 on either side, a few feet. 3:20 down each foul line. It's not a pitcher's paradise, except when he has perfect control and can make him hit straight away. And even then, a man with extra good power straight away can hit it over. Whitey pitches and Green swings and bounces it towards short. On to third goes Francona. Fresh up with the ball, throws to Scowen in time. It was a high throw, but not too high. And here is Johnny Romano. Hitting over 300. Three-run homer in the first inning. The boy from Hoboken. Originally. Forged into the windup. Francona up the line from third. The pitch is inside and high. Ball one. John makes his home in Ridgefield, New Jersey. Jim Boughton, who is scheduled to pitch the second game, is from Ridgewood. I inadvertently one time last Sunday said he's from Ridgefield. Now the pitch, and Romano takes it low and inside. Ball two. Woody held on deck. Johnny batting 302 at the moment. Francona on third, two away. 3-2 Indians, third inning. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and grounded foul. Back at third. I have an idea it's going to be quite a hot race in the American League this year. Detroit and Baltimore and Chicago and Cleveland are vastly improved. Now the pitch, and Romano takes outside for a ball, 3-1. The Indians come back to New York on Tuesday night, June 5th, Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, 6th and 7th. The 3-1 pitch, Romano takes it low for ball four. Second walk, Ford is issued, and here's Woody Held coming up. Bounce to the box in the first inning. Now Johnny Blanchard's out to the mound to talk to Ford. Remember, on Tuesday night, we will be both on television and radio. Television are those, obviously, those areas that take it. We don't have TV on the entire Homer Champions Network. Ford sets. Checks the runners. The pitch, Hell takes outside. Ball one. A 1-0 count. And the pitch. Change up is foul to the left of the plate over toward the Yankee dugout. Back at third. It's a 1-1 count. Milwaukee, Mets scoreless end of an inning. Phils and Cubs scoreless end of an inning. Baltimore 2, Washington nothing at the end of an inning. 3-2 Indians. Last of the third. Two on, two out. And the pitch is swung on and missed. A 1-2 count. He's had to blow hard in every inning. It's just the third, but he hasn't had an easy inning yet. Francona leads off third, Romano off first. The stretch by the left-hander. The pitch to Woody Held. Swung on line to right field. Maris going back and corrals it. And the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. Held hits that ball hard. He caught a fastball sailing away and headed the opposite field. End of three innings, Cleveland. Three runs, four hits, no errors. The Yankees, two runs, two hits, no errors. Hi, everybody.
Roger Maris to lead off against Dick Donovan. Maris bounced out to first base in the first inning. Pitch to Maris, a curve inside, ball one. Right-hander Dick Donovan getting set on the mound. Shakes off a couple of signs. Now goes into the windup. His pitch, a foul off Maris's foot, and kicks out towards third base. And that hurts. Rogers limping around at the plate. Oh, man, that hit off his right foot, and he can't put weight on it. He's hobbling around on one foot and the bat, using it for a crutch, and he is really in pain. And here comes Joe Soares, the Yankee trainer. And Maris is swinging that foot, and it hits solid. Right down, and looks like it could be his shin. Yeah, that's what they're touching. Oh, didn't get down to the foot. Maris now walking around, trying to get a little feeling back in the leg. Doing a little hopping around at home plate with the Yankee trainer right alongside of him. Now talking to Mickey Mantle, who's standing with plate umpire Frank Dumont. Maris won't get much sympathy from Mick. All right, Roger's going to stay in there. 1-1 on Maris. Indians leading 3-2 here in the top of the fourth. Nobody out, nobody on. Pitch to Roger inside and low ball 2-2-1. Both Yankee runs coming as a result of homers, one by Blanchard, one by Boyer. And all three of the Indian runs on a three-run homer by Johnny Romano in the first inning. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. There it is, and there it goes. Deep to right field. That's going to tie up the ball game. No, it's not. Gene Green right against the fence tackles it. How do you like that? You know, that wind must have started just then because Cleet Boyer hit one in the same spot, batting right-handed, that carried over the fence. And Maris hit his high and looked like it was going over easily. Gene Green was leaning against the fence and just reached up and made the catch. And another error for the scooter. I've had a lot on this short road trip. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey bounced out first baseman for the pitcher covering in the second inning. Pitch to Mickey. A foul out of play. Up on top of the roof. Over the roof. One out. Mantle the batter on deck. Yogi Berra. Donovan's pitch is foul. Back off the screen. Strike two. Donovan's pitch is foul. Back off the screen. Strike two. The Yankees have two base hits. Both of them homers. They're hitting the long ball off Donovan, but not getting anybody on in between. Nothing in two. Donovan way ahead of Mantle. Two strike pitch. High ball one. Donovan goes to the rosin bag. Chuck Assegian way over in left center field on Mantle. Pitch, he checks his swing, and it's ball two. Romano ready to throw that ball down to third baseman Bubba Phillips. Trying to get Umont to call it a strike. Donovan shaking off a lot of signs today. Now he's ready. 2-2 pitch, a ground ball at second base. Kendall has it. He throws to Donovan covering him. It goes through Donovan, but backed up nicely by Romano. A beautiful play by Jerry Kendall. Let's see if Donovan's all right. He came over. Kendall's throw is low. It'll be a base hit for Mantle. And Tito Francona has been trying to cover a little too much ground at first base. Of course, Tito hasn't played first too often. And that's the tough play that a first baseman's got to learn by experience. He's got to look around and see where his second baseman is and realize which plays he can go or draw a line and say, I can go this far and no further. Because he's done it on two bunts in this series and on a couple of ground balls. And there, if he had stayed on first, Kendall came up with the ball to have been a routine play. But with Donovan charging over from the pitcher's box and Kendall throwing off balance, he didn't give him a good throw. Brings up Yogi. Popped up to second base in the second inning. Mantle the tying run at first. Indians lead 3-2. One away. On deck, Johnny Blanchard. Francona holding first against Mickey. Pitch to Yogi. Outside. Ball one. Stretch by Donovan. His pitch is over this time. Strike called. One and one. Mantle at first with one out. Pitch swung and a miss, strike two, and Yogi went after a high fastball above the letters, a pitch he likes to hit. And nine times out of ten does hit. That one right by him. One ball, two strikes. Mantle leading away. Pitch to Yogi, line to right field, and in there for a base hit. Green over, knocks it down. Yogi's going for two. Mantle stops at third base. And Donovan tried to get that same type pitch by Yogi, and that time Yogi lined to the right field for a double. So that's hit number four off Donovan. Now the tying runs at third. The lead run at second, and the batter Johnny Blanchard with just one out. Blanchard hit a line drive home run into the right field seats, and he really creamed it. The infield is in. Indians trailing, rather leading the Yankees by one run, 3-2. And now they move the infield back. With the exception of Francona at first and Phillips at third, held the shortstop and Kendall, the second baseman, a way back. So ground ball, either one will score the run. The pitch is popped up, though, to the infield, and Bubba Phillips is under it. In fair territory. Takes it for the out and a big out. Blanchard went first ball hitting and popped up. Here's the Moose, who bounced to third base in the second inning. Two out, two on. Barrow leads off second, a big lead. Mantle off third. Pitch to the Moose, a pop-up to the right side. The first baseman, Francona, in foul territory, backing up and taking it for the third out. And Dick Donovan pitches himself beautifully out of a tight jam for the Yankees. In the top of the fourth, no runs, two hits, no Indian errors, two men left at the end of three and a half. The Indians three and the Yankees two. Bubba Phillips leads off for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth. Bubba popped up to first base in the second inning. Swings and pops one back. Almost lost Joe Cooper as he was going for that foul ball. We're up in this little screen overhanging the box seat. And if you reach too far for a foul ball, you end up in the box seat. We're about 100 feet up in the air. Slow curve outside, one on one. think they ought to give his safety belt up this high. I wouldn't mind having one. 1-1 pitch. A ground ball to third. Boyer has it. Old Glue Glove throws to first. He's out. It's either glue in the glove or a magnet, the way that ball just seems to come right in there. Here's Jerry Kendall hit back to the box. Kendall has had 9 hits and 20 at-bats against Yankee pitching this year. That's a .450 average. Overall, he's batting .284. Indians lead 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. One out, nobody on. Whitey started to wind up, stop, then Kendall asked for time at the plate. Now they're both ready. Here's Whitey's wind up. Curve hit deep to left, but close foul. That would have been way up in the seats for a home run. Way back there, but foul and not by too much. Kendall got around on the curveball. Fastball low. 1-1. Willie Tasby is on deck, but Dick Donovan is due to be the next batter. 1-1 curve. Inside ball two. 2-1. Matt was playing quite shallow in center, as is Marathon right. Yogi's deep in left. Curve, push, bunt, foul. He had the perfect pitch to push bunt on a curveball, but didn't hold his bat out straight and kind of sliced off the barrel over towards the Indian dugout. Two and two on Kendall. Another big ball game to go here today. All right, Whitey ready for the 2-2 delivery. Fastball foul just below it. My hand is still sore from that foul ball I tried to catch yesterday. Still red. The 2-2 pitch again. Foul back in the upper deck out of play. I'll let Joe Ripley catch those foul balls. I got to play a little golf next week. Make sure I got all my fingers. Still 2-2 on Kendall. Whitey's windup. Fastball. Strike three. Call. Kendall fell back from the pitch, but it came back over the plate. Whitey picks up a strikeout. His second of the ball game. He struck out Tasby in the first inning. Here comes Dick Donovan, who doubled the left field in the second inning. Donovan hasn't been up much. He got a base hit, 1-for-1, raised his average 51 points. Takes a curve outside, ball one. Two out, nobody on. He's batting 176 now. Came into the game batting 125. Curve over as Donovan leaned away from it. 1-1. Righty taking a little extra time. Now he's ready. Curve swung it and missed strike two. One ball, two strikes. Here's Whitey's curve. Hit over Whitey's head. Richardson was right in. Up with it on the short hop. Throws off balance in time for the out. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. Nobody left for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth. And the score at the end of four, Cleveland 3 and the Yankees 2. Cleet Boyer leads off. Cleet hit that opposite field home run leading off in the third inning. Right in the right field corner, just over the screen. Indians 3, Yankees 2 here in the top of the fifth. Tricky Dick Donovan into the windup. His curve is swung and a missed strike one. Boyle way out in front. One strike delivery. Curve hit off the end of the bat right at Francona. He's got it one-handed. It was not a solid line drive, kind of a half liner right at Francona. One away. Whitey four at the batter. Whitey bounced out to first base unassisted. His third time at bat. Hope all you mothers are enjoying a lovely Mother's Day. Breakfast in bed. Kids doing the cleaning. One out, nobody on. Pitch to Whitey. Strike on the inside corner. Frank, you mind calling balls and strikes in this first game? Fastball over strike two. Nothing in two on Whitey. Two-strike pitch. Ground ball. Kendall is right. Up with it. Throws to first for the out. Boy, that's Kendall. I'm telling you, he gets that glove down in the dirt. He picks up the ball and a little bit of dirt. Makes sure the ball doesn't go underneath him. Brings up Richardson. Fly to left and bounce to first. Two out. Nobody on. Cleveland leading 3-2 in the top of the fifth. Bobby stalling a little to give Whitey time to get back to the bench and rest a little bit. Speaking of resting, Joe Ripley just reminded me that you mothers better rest as the kids are doing the work because you're going to have to clean up after them. And those cartoons in the papers are so true. Pitch to Bobby. Left the bunt, takes it low, ball one. Now, Dad's day is coming up pretty soon. One nothing pitch. Ground ball to second. Kendall Lewis right. He's up with it. Throws to first in time for the out. Now, there were two fairly tough chances, but that Kendall, he really gets that ball, boy. And the Yankees go down in order in the top of the fifth. The score at the end of 4.5. Cleveland 3 and the Yankees 2. All right, the top of the Indian batting order. Tasby, Francona, and Asesian to face Whitey 4. Tasby struck out fly deep to right field. Batting 227. Right-hand hitter. Quiet from the Washington Senators. Lined up by Whitey. His curve is low, ball one. Whitey's fastball foul off the end of the bat, 1-1. Each team now has 4 base hits. But the Indians lead 3-2. Here's the 1-1 changeup curve. Over strike two. And Willie went, oh, and walked out of the batter's box to get a little dirt. He was fooled on that pitch. Whitey's one ball, two strike delivery. A foul down the third baseline. Whitey bounces off that mound in a hurry. This will be the largest crowd of the year here at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. They had the largest crowd first night game here against the Yankees, 23,000, but they've got more than that here today. As soon as we get the figures, we'll let you know. All right, again, the one ball, two strike pitch. Ground ball in the hole. Stretch was right up with it. The long throw. In time for the out. And Tresh has got a good, strong throw now. One away. brings up Tito Francona, who walked and scored in the first inning double to deep left center in the third inning. Tito batting 290. The windup by Whitey. Curve in there, strike call. On deck, Chuck DeSegan. Francona had Frank Umott look at that ball, and Frank threw it out of the ballgame. Whitey rubs up the new ball. Sun is trying its best to break through. Curve popped in the air to short left center. Thresh going back. Mantle coming in, and Mickey got it and almost ran into Thresh. As Tom put on the brakes at the last second and almost fell to the ground. A near collision, but Mickey made the play in short left center field. Two outs. And now the Sun has broken through, and here's Chuck Assisian, who singled in the first inning, bounced to short in the third. Right hand hitting Assisian, batting 340. Takes the pitch over, strike call. On deck, Gene Green. Whitey comes back with a fastball, swung at, missed, strike two. Nothing in two. Curve that bounced about 6 feet in front of the plate over Blanchard and Umont said we should have seen them scrambling out of the way. And back to the screen. Boy, Whitey tried to break off a sharp curve and threw it right down into the ground. One ball, two strikes. Whitey goes to the rosin bag. Indians lead 3-2. Two out, nobody on. This is the bottom of the fifth. Pitch is fouled. Joe Cooper gets a big error on that one. It went right through his hands. Have that ball. Kind of shakes you up a little bit. Joe's been wearing gloves every ball game but this one. Better put him back on, Joe. I thought you had that the way you were playing it. Nonchalant. The pitch is inside. 2-2. Righty ready for the 2-2 delivery. Curve hits deep to center field, way back there. Mantle going back near the screen, and he can't get it. It's a home run for Assisian. There goes the scoreboard again. With the horns blowing and the fireworks and the smoke and the fire coming out of the scoreboard, it looks like the start of that big epic Cleopatra. Now, if Elizabeth Taylor would just walk out from the scoreboard, we'd have something. The Indians lead 4-2. That's the second home run given up by Whitey in this ballgame, his ninth home run that he's given up in the year. Here's Gene Green. Bounced to first and bounced to short. Pitches low, ball one. For Assisian, that's his fourth home of the year. His second base hit in this ballgame. 4-2, the Indians lead. There have been four homers in the ballgame, two by each team. Slow curve bounces in the dirt. Ball two, 2-0. Tony, the balls are carrying today. How's which way is that wind blowing from, Joe? From the south, and it's carrying those high flies. Mickey went back and was draped all over that fence trying to make the catch. Half his body out of the ballpark, leaning over, but he couldn't reach it. Two out, nobody on. 2-0 count on Green. curve, almost hit green. Ball three. Boy, he had to do a fancy step to get out of the way of that one. 3-0. On deck, Johnny Romano. Nothing pitch. It's right in there. Strike call. 3-1. Curve swung and missed strike two, and that was a bad pitch. And Green knew it. He's shaking his head. He's looking for the fastball one after the low curve down around his shoe top. 3-2. Now the payoff pitch. Curve, he held off on that one, and it's ball four. That's the third walk given up by Whitey. Brings up Romano, who homered with two on in the first inning, and then walked in the third inning. Johnny getting a big hand as he comes to the plate. Two outs, Garland holding the bag against Green. Here's Whitey's stretch. Fastball hit deep to left field. And off the wall. Yogi up with the ball and going into second with a double is Romano. Holding at third is Green. Johnny Romano gets his second hit of this ball game, a long double that Yogi played perfectly off the wall, realizing he couldn't catch it. He waited back, and had he rushed after that ball, it might have bounced by him, and Green would have scored this way. Yogi held Green to third. It brings up Woody Harrell, who hit back to the box and lined out to right field. Bob Shirley gets up in the Yankee bullpen. Two on, two out. The windup. Curve low, almost a wild pitch. Nice play by Blanchard. Ball one. Johnny Romano is really hitting Yankee pitching in this series. He's 6-10. 6 hits and 10 at bats. Whitey's 1-0 pitch. Curve in the dirt, knocked down by Blanchard. And the ball rolls in front of home plate. As two near wild pitches by Whitey Ford. 2-0 on Hill. That ball is thrown out of the ball game. Have had 6 base hits off Whitey, 3 of them doubles, 2 homers, and 1 single. Ralph House standing on the steps of the Yankee dugout. Bob Shirley throwing hard the Yankee bullpen. Here's the windup. Runners lead off second and third. The curve is outside and high, ball three. And now Bill Scowen runs in from first base to talk with Whitey. Gene Green is on third. Johnny Romano at second. Woody Harrell asks for the rosin bag from Bubba Phillips, who's on deck. Three balls, no strikes to count on Hill. They're going to put him on intentionally. There's ball four. And even though Whitey only threw one pitch intentionally, it goes as an intentional walk. The fourth walk given up by Whitey in the ballgame. The bases are loaded with two outs. The Indians lead 4-2. In the bottom of the fifth, the batter Bubba Phillips. Top to first, bounce to third. Hart held at first, Romano at second, Green at third. Bubba Phillips choking way up on that bat, close to the plate. Whitey Ford into the windup. His pitch, low curve, full foul, and Gene Green fell to the ground. He didn't know what to do. The ball went in back of him. Trying to get out of the way, Green hit the dirt. Strike one on Phillips. The Indians are only a game and a half behind the Yankees. If they should sweep this two-game series, or this doubleheader today, they will go into first place by a half game. The one-strike pitch. Curve outside, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Another curve, line foul down the right field line, back into the seat. One ball, two strikes. Bases still loaded. One ball, two strikes to count on Phillips. Whitey ready. Fastball fouled back of the plate, but coming back on the screen, Blanchard chasing it back. It hits on the screen about halfway up. Held at first, Romano at second, and Green at third. The Indians have scored once here in the fifth on the home run by Assisian, and they lead 4-2. Bubba Phillips asks for time at the plate. He gets it from plate umpire Frank Huma. All right, now he's ready. Whitey ready. The windup. Fastball popped in back of the plate again. Again, it's going back on the screen out of play. Still one ball, two strikes on Bubba. Jerry Kendall on deck. Very warm, muggy day in Cleveland after two real cold ball games. Again, Whitey's ready. Curve fouled over in the Yankee dugout. Scattered the boys a little bit. Phil Lins and Elston Howard. Bubba Phillips hanging in there, just getting a piece of the ball. Mighty Ford trying to get him to go after a bad pitch. All right, all three runners lead away. Pitch, strike three, swung at a low pitch, missed it. Blanchard throws to first, and Phillips is retired. It's a strikeout, the play going from 2-3. For the Indians, in the bottom of the fifth, one run on two base hits. No Yankee errors. Three men left. And at the end of five full innings, the Indians 4, the Yankees 2, and we'll pause for station identification. For the Yankees, it'll be Tom Tresh, Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle to face Dick Donovan. Tresh 0-2, fly to left, bounce to second. Pitch to Tresh. He started a bunt, takes it high and outside. Ball one. Tom Tresh batting 289. Curve is over, strike call, 1-1. Bubba Phillips way in at third. Woody Held is playing close to second base on Tresh, who can hit through that shortstop spot if he gets a pitch out there. He hits one deep to left field, Seigen is moving back, though. He's under it and takes it, backing up deep in left center field. Tom Tresh got good wood on that ball, but Seigen was playing him just right. One out, here's Roger Maris. Bounce to first, fly deep to right field. On what I thought was going to be a home run, but Gene Green leaned against the fence, reached up and made the catch. One out, nobody on. Indians 4, Yankees 2, top of the sixth. Dick Donovan, who has not lost the ball game this year, he's 5-0 going against the Yankees. Pitch to Maris, high and outside, ball one. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle, now batting 361. Takes a curve, high, ball one. Mickey bounced to first and singles deep to second base. The boys are playing a little bit of long ball today. Three homers by the Yankees, two homers by the Indians. Curve popped in the air to short right center. Willie Tasby is coming in. He's calling for it and takes it. And short right center field is two away. That'll bring up Yogi. Pops to second, double to right. Yogi batting 233. Donovan into his windup. A drive to right field. Gene Green is moving back, though, and he's got it. A solid line drive. Yogi kicks the dirt halfway down to first. He really got good wood on the ball, but didn't lift it. For the Yankees in the top of the sixth, one run on one hit, the homer by Maris. No Indian errors, nobody left, and at the end of 5.5, it's Cleveland 4 and the Yankees 3.
Folks, let's look in on Mr. Jeremiah Attrix, who's just celebrated his 80th birthday. How does it feel to be 80, Mr. Attrix?
Like a million, son.
To what do you attribute your long life, sir?
Well, I just make sure everything goes smooth. Take my car.
You still drive?
Just to the gym. Now, as I was saying, my car used to idle something fierce. Stall repeatedly, burn too much gasoline.
This made you mad?
Hopping mad. Well, sir...
But then you learned this poor performance was due to harmful dirt deposits that had built up in the carburetor, and that Atlantic Imperial gasoline washes away such deposits as you drive.
Just what I was about to
say. Yes, and continued use prevents new deposits from forming. You have peace of mind as you drive.
Yeah.
Well, it's been nice talking with you, Mr. Attrix. Have you any advice to give the younger generation, based on your years of experience?
Yes, I do, son. Don't talk so darn much.
In the bottom of the sixth inning, it'll be Jerry Kendall, Dick Donovan, and Willie Tasby to face Whitey Ford. Kendall hit back to the box and was called out on strike. Whitey calling for a quick conference between home and the pitcher's box with Blanchard, and it was quick. And Whitey steps on a piece of paper, picks it up, sticks it in his back pocket, and we're ready to go. Might have had a little mustard on that paper. Right hand hitting Jerry Kendall. Takes a curve over strike call. Kendall batting 283. Curve outside, 1-1. One and one to count. Fastball foul. Back to the screen. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Kendall stands up straight in that batter's box. Curve popped in the air. Gowron in foul territory is moving under it. Now the wind blows it back and in fair territory. He caught the ball in fair territory and Kendall had stopped running. It was about 10 feet foul at one time. So that's one way and it'll bring up Dick Donovan. Donovan doubled and bounced to second base. Whitey's curve swung at and missed, strike one. Curve is low, 1-1. Wind up by Whitey. Sidearm fastball foul. Back at third and back into the seat. Foul ball goes in the stands. You see scorecards, peanuts flying. One ball, two strikes on Donovan. One out, nobody on. Indians lead 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Donovan bats in left-handed. Here's Whitey's pitch. High and tight, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Outside, low ball three, and it's a full count. Now the payoff pitch to Donovan. Foul off the end of the bat. Count holds at 3-2. Again, the 3-2 delivery. Check swing fouled on the third baseline. Picked up by Johnny Blanchard. On deck, Willie Tasby. Donovan is batting 167. Whitey's pitch is a ground ball. Hard hit right at Boyer, though. Late throw to Scarron in time for the out. Donovan got good wood on that ball, hitting it the opposite way. Brings up Willie Tasby, who's 0-3. Willie struck out, fly deep to right, bounce to the shortstop. Two out, nobody on. A lot of those small planes flying right over the stadium today. Have a landing field right in back of left field. Two out, nobody on. Tasby takes a curve, low ball one. Pitch is outside, ball two. 2-0. On deck, Tito Francona. Tasby batting 222. Right-hand hitter. Curve over the outside corner. Strike call. 2-1. Here's Whitey's 2-1 delivery. Slow curve, line to left field. There's a base hit. Yogi going over to his right. Is up with it, and Tasby takes a big turn and then comes back. Good throw by Yogi that time. A line single to left field by Willie Tasby. The seventh hit off four. Here's Tito Francona. Walked, doubled, and fly to center field. Two out, Tasby leads away. The pitch to Francona. In there, strike call. Tito batting 287. Scarron holding the bag against Tasby. Stretch by Whitey. Kirk swung at it, missed strike two. Down around the knees. Nothing in two on Francona. We're two out. Sidearm curve hits the right field. Roger Maris moving under it and takes it with the glasses down for the third out. For the Indians in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. At the end of six, it's Cleveland 4 and the Yankees 3. And on the scoreboard in the American League, Boston at Detroit, Tigers 2, Red Sox nothing at the end of two. Cisco against Regan. Brown homing in the second with one on for Detroit. Kansas City at Minnesota, Chicago at L.A. haven't started. Washington at Baltimore, the Orioles lead 2-0 at the end of six. Rudolph against Fisher. Brooks Robinson is his fifth homer of the year in the first with two on. In the National League, Milwaukee at the Mets lead 1-0 at the end of three. Butler against Hook. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, the Reds 1, the Pirates nothing at the end of two. Friend against Perky. Vader Pinson hit his 11th homer of the year to lead the major leagues in the first with nobody on. Philadelphia Chicago for a pair in the first game at the end of 3.5. The Phillies 3, the Cubs 2. Owens against Cardwell. Billy Klaus homered in the second with one on. San Francisco at Houston hasn't started. Los Angeles at St. Louis. The Cardinals lead 1-0 at the end of 2.5. Padres against Jackson. Jim Coates gets up in the Yankee bullpen. And leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the seventh will be Johnny Blanchard, who homered and popped up to third base. Whitey Ford is due to be the fourth hitter in this inning. And Ralph Houk might have some ideas of using a pinch hitter should somebody get on. He's got Coach loosening up. Johnny Blanchard up there, uniform soaking wet. Johnny doing the catching today, and it's a hot one. Hits the Blanchard low inside, ball one. Donovan's curve is popped in the air. Francona and Kendall called him. Kendall now calls for it and makes the catch on the outfield grass. Again, Donovan hit Blanchard on the fist. Run away. We'll bring up Bill Scowen, who bounced to third and fouled out to first base. One out, nobody on. On deck, Cleve Boyer. Big, slow windup by Donovan. His curve is low, ball one. Moose batting 225. Curve, ground ball to short. Woody Held on a big hop. Goes to Francona. Scarron's out of there. Two up, two down. Here's Boyer, who homered and hit a soft line drive to Francona. One for two for Cleve. He picked up his sixth home of the year. Boyer batting 326. Wind up the pitch to Boyer. Ground ball is short. Held to his left, up with him, back at second. Flips to first in the dirt, but Francona came up with it. A nice play by Francona as Held threw off balance in the dirt. The Yankees get down in order in the top of the seventh. The score at the end of 6.5, Cleveland 4 and the Yankees 3.
Say, imagine this. A covered casserole, a pie plate, a loaf pan, a baking pan, a cake pan, and six dessert dishes. Well, they can all be yours for just $2.79 when you have your motor oil changed or a new filter installed at your Atlantic dealers. That's right. A beautiful 12-piece set of Anchor Hocking Fire King ovenware is being offered by all Atlantic dealers now to everyone who has his motor oil changed or a filter replaced. This set has earned the Good Housekeeping seal, and it's not only handsome, it's versatile. You can prepare appetizing meals, cook them, serve them, even reheat them, all in the same containers. So see your Atlantic dealer soon. Have him check all your filters. And make that change to Atlantic Premium Motor Oil in the bright gold can.
Whitey Ford is out there for another inning of pitching. Whitey was just about getting ready to be yanked out of the ballgame for a pinch hitter as Ralph Houck had sent Joe Pepitone over to the bat rack to loosen up. But nobody got on for the Yankees in the top of the seventh. So Whitey is out there. And Jim Coates continues to loosen up out on the mound. Chuck Asigian, who has singled, bounces short, and home it up there against Whitey Ford. Curve is low, ball one. Asigian has driven in one run and has scored a run. Whitey's fastball inside, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Gene Green. Asigian batting 353. Whitey's 2-0 pitch. Over strike call, 2-1. This is the bottom of the seventh with Cleveland leading 4-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. First ball hit up the middle, another base hit for a season. Mantle had to come charging in. The ball was hit hard, but the grass is kind of high in the outfield and put the ball to a dead stop. Asigian gets his third hit off Whitey and the eighth hit for the Indians. And here's Gene Green. Bounced to first, bounced to short, and walked. He scored once. Nobody out. On deck, Johnny Romano. Cowan holding the bag against the Asigian. Stretched by Whitey. His curve is foul over towards the Yankee dugout, strike one. By Whitey, the throw to first base, and Asigian is back just in time. Boy, what a good fake Garin gave. He took a quick step in and then jumped back to the bag. They almost got him. One of the many pickoff plays that Whitey works with his infielders. One strike on Green, right hand hitting right fielder. Foul back off the screen. Nothing in two. Nobody out. Asigian leading off first. Curve foul to the left of third base. Three curve balls in a row that Whitey has thrown Green. Fouled all three of them off. Here's the stretch. Another curve, hit right back to the box. Whitey wheels, throws to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. They got him. And that was a fine play as Richardson had to come over in a hurry. Whitey made a perfect throw to Bobby. 1-4-3. Two outs. And here's Romano, 2-for-2. A homer, a walk, and a double. Johnny has driven in three runs. Two out, nobody on. Cleveland 4, Yankees 3. Bottom of the seventh. Pitch to Romano is high, ball one. On deck, Woody Harrell. That is 1-0. Pitch curve. They have a base hit for Romano in the hole out to left field. And Romano gets his third base hit. He's 3-for-3 in the ballgame. A ninth hit off Whitey. Man, that Romano has been hot in this series against the Yankees. Seven hits in 11 at-bats in this series for Romano. Now, here's Woody Held. Hit to the box, line to right and walk. Woody takes a pitch way outside, ball one. So the double play took Whitey out of the gym. Well, the Indians might have been off to another big inning. Two outs. Slow curve, low ball two, two and nothing. Whitey sets. Curve, a ground ball, right at stretch. Tom bobbles it, picks it up, throws to second, in time. They get Johnny Romano. And it looked like Johnny might have hesitated as Tresh went down, came up. The ball went between his legs and back a couple of feet. But Tom picked it up and quickly threw to Richardson for the fourth play. For the Indians, in the bottom of the seventh, no runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of seven, it's Indians 4, Yankees 3.
Now's the time to stop that stalling. If your car stalls frequently, the cause may well be a dirty carburetor. No need to get a mechanic, though. Just get Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. Well, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So start using Atlantic Imperial Gasoline now. As far as for station identification, this is the Home of Champions Network.
Late sports news, final scores as the spotlight has turned on the world of sports. At 5:50 on Sports Spotlight over WOKO Albany. The time now, 28 minutes past 3.
A complete change in the Indian outfield as Tasby moves to left field. Ty Klein goes into play center field and Willie Kirkland in right field. For defensive purposes, a real fast outfield. And Hector Lopez is coming up to bat for Whitey Ford. Hector Lopez batting 273, 9 for 33, one homer, 10 RBIs, comes in to bat for Whitey Ford. Whitey was 0 for 2 while he was in there, bounced to first and bounced to second. Dick Donovan on the mound all the way for the Indians. Jim Coates is still throwing in the Yankee bullpen. The Indians leading 4-3. Donovan's pitch to Lopez is a curve over the outside corner, strike call. Another curve, hit to left center field. Tasby coming fast, and he makes the running catch in left center. And there you can see that the move has paid off already as Tasby, who is really fast, got a good jump on that ball, got the line drive in left center field, one away. Bobby Richardson, 0 for 3, fly to left, bounce to first, bounce to second. On deck, Tom Tresh. Mr. Richardson, in there, strike call. Bobby batting 250. Donovan goes to the rosin bag. Here's that slow windup. Curve popped in the air in short right center. Kendall is waving Kirkland away, and Kendall under it makes the catch with Willie right in back of him. Well, that's two away. It'll bring up Tom Tresh, fly to left twice, and bounce to second. Two out and nobody on, with Cleveland leading 4-3 in the top of the eighth. Coates is starting to walk towards the exit gate and back of the fence and will be coming on to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning for the Yankees. Pitch to Tresh, over, strike call. Donovan has had superb control all throughout this ballgame. He's been ahead of the Yankee hitters, has not walked a man up to this point. Curve is is outside, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike, two out, and nobody on. On deck, Roger Maris. Fresh batting 286. 1-1 pitch, a ground ball to second base. Kendall on the short hop. Flips to Frank Bonner for the out. Three up, three down for the Yankees in the top of the eighth at the end of 7.5. Cleveland 4 and the Yankees 3.
Strange as it may seem, driving at highway cruising speeds for hours at a time is relatively easy on your motor oil. Your engine reaches proper operating temperature soon and stays there, keeping the oil clean and free-flowing. But with average start-and-stop driving, your engine may not reach a proper operating temperature. Water and dirt build up in the crankcase and have to be removed. That's why it's a good rule to change your oil every 30 days in winter, every 60 days in summer. Protect your car's engine. Stop by your Atlantic dealer soon. Have him replace the old oil with fresh, high-detergent Atlantic Premium Motor Oil in the bright gold can. It's the very finest.
Jim Coates has come on to take over for Whitey Ford. Big Jim making his 11th appearance of the year. That's the most appearances of any Yankee pitcher this year. Jim has 1-2 and lost none. Has an earned run average of 2.07. Whitey Ford pitched 7 innings. Allowed 9 base hits. He walked 4. Struck out 3 and allowed all 4 runs. Coach will be pitching to Bubba Phillips, Jerry Kendall, and Dick Donovan in the bottom of the eighth with Cleveland leading 4-3. Phillips pumped to first, bounced to third base, and then struck out. Little right-hand hitter choking way up on the bat. A wind-up and a pitch to Phillips. A base hit to short right center field on the first pitch. Bubba Phillips singles on the first pitch thrown by Jim Coates. And that's the 10th Indian hit of the ballgame. Here's Kendall, who's 0-3 today. Hit to the box, called out on strike, popped to first. Yankees now must look for the possible sacrifice or the hit and run. Indians leading by one, looking for some insurance. Bubba Phillips, who can run, is at first base. Kendall can go, too. Here's a stretch by Coach. Pitch is butted in front of the plate. Blanket bobbles the ball. And all hands are safe. All hands are safe. On a bunt in front of the plate that Johnny Blanchard tried to pick up and throw to second. The ball popped out of his glove. He reached for it twice, couldn't get it. And we'll have to wait and see what the official score calls out. There are runners at first and second with nobody out. And it looks like an error charge to Blanchard, a sacrifice for Kendall, and an error charge to Johnny Blanchard. That's the first error of the ball game. It'll bring up Dick Donovan with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Donovan is doubled. Bounce to second, bounce to third. Again, the Yankees have to look for the sacrifice. Cowan is in at first. Boyer is in at third. Bubba Phillips leads off second. Kendall off first. Here's the stretch. Donovan squares around. Bunch foul. Strike one. Bud Daly getting up in the Yankee bullpen. Willie Kirkland has been loosening up in the Indian bullpen. He went in for defensive purposes last inning. Stretch by Coates. Donovan squares around. Bunt. Foul again. Strike two. Donovan keeps looking down at Storley Parker, coaching his third. They could still sacrifice, even though he's got two strikes on him, or attempt to sacrifice. Nobody out, and the Indians with runners at first and second. They lead in the ballgame 4-3. This is the bottom of the eighth. Another big game to go after this one. Here's the stretch. The pitch, Donovan swings and misses strike three. First strikeout for Coates. And Willie Tasby's being called back. And Don Dillard is coming up to bat for Tasby. Dillard, a left-hand batter. One of the big reasons why Cleveland has improved so much this year is because of their bench. They have come up with some ball players who are good pinch hitters, good defensive players. McGahey has two complete sets of outfielders. Three right-hand hitters, three left-hand hitters. That's something they have not had in the past. All right, Dillard, a left-hand batter up there, batting for Willie Tasby. Tasby was 1-for-4 while he was in the ballgame. Dillard batting just 192. He hasn't been up too many times. Runners at first and second with one out. Pitch to Dillard, high outside, ball one. Dillard got his first home run of the year in the night game here against the Yankees. Phillips leads off second. Kindle off first with a big lead. The stretch and the pitch. A foul back off the screen. 1-1. On deck, Tito Francona. Coach leaning way over, taking the sign from Blanchard. Now he's ready. Curve line, a base hit. A left center field. Here comes Phillips. And there goes Kindle to third. And the Indians lead 5-3. Don Dillard coming through as a pinch hitter for Willie Tasby. Hits a line single to left center field. Bubba Phillips scored. Kindle moved to third. Dillard at first. The Indians lead 5-3, and here's Tito Francona with runners at first and third and only one out. The stretch by Coates. Pitch, a high foul going out of play. Down the left field line. One strike on Francona. Tito batting 284. On deck is Willie Kirkland. Went in to play right field and will be batting in Chuck Assisian's spot in the lineup third. The stretch. Pitch fouled and back of third. Out of play. Francona going with the pitch. Two outside fastballs. He's tried to go to left field both times, but a little late each time. Fouled him off. Coach set. Pitch fouled in back of the Yankee dugout this time. Blanchard goes out to talk with Coach. Indians have 11 base hits in the ballgame. Again, ready for the two-strike delivery. A fly ball to center. That'll be deep enough to score Kindle. That'll make the catch, and coming in to score is Kindle, and the Indians lead 6-3. Vito Francona Hit a line drive to center field. Gets his ninth RBI of the year. Holding at first was Don Dillard. Here's Willie Kirkland. Chuck Assisian, while he was in there, had two singles and a home run. Also bounces short. Willie's first time at bat. He's batting 179. Two outs. Stretch by Coates. Pitch to Kirkland. A ground foul outside of first, strike one. The Indians have come up with two big insurance runs because next inning the Yankees are coming up with Maris, Mantle, Berra, and Blanchard. Dillard leading off first. Pitch to Kirkland, fouled back and out of play. Two strikes on Kirkland. Coach ready for the two-strike pitch. High ball one. One ball, two strikes on a big left end hitting right fielder for the Indians. Waving that bat back and forth. Now he steps. A stretch by Coach. The pitch is high. There goes the runner. And he's out on a beautiful throw by Blanchard. Dillard is cut down attempting to steal. From Blanchard to Tretch. But the Indians come up with two runs on two hits. One Yankee error. Nobody left. And at the end of eight full innings, it's the Indians six and the Yankees three. On the scoreboard, it's the Red Sox 2, Detroit 2 at the end of four. Cisco against Regan. Yastrzemski homered in the fourth. And Brown had one in the second with one on for Detroit. Kansas City at Minnesota, Bass against Bonakowski. Chicago at L.A. hasn't started. Washington at Baltimore, it's tied up 2-2 at the end of eight. Katina replaced Rudolph. Wilhelm replaced Fisher. Jimmy Pearsall homered in the eighth with one on to tie up the ball game. Brooks Robinson had a two-run homer in the first. Milwaukee at New York, it's tied 1-1 at the end of four and a half. Butler against Hook. Roy McMillan homered in the fifth. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. It's tied up 4-4 at the end of three. Friend against Turkey. Marshall homered in the third with two on for Pittsburgh. Pinson homered in the first. And Robinson homered in the third with one on for Cincinnati. Phillies at Chicago. It's tied 3-3 at the end of five and a half. Owens against Caldwell. Klaus homered in the second with one on. Williams with nobody on. San Francisco at Houston hasn't started. Los Angeles at St. Louis. The Cardinals lead 1-0 at the end of three and a half. Padres against Jackson. It'll be Roger Maris, who bounced to first, fly to right, and homered. Facing Dick Donovan, the Yankees trailing 6-3 in the top of the ninth. Barry Lattman, the right-hander, and Bob Allen, the left-hander, are up in the Indian bullpen, just in case manager McGahey needs somebody this inning. The windup and the pitch to Maris. Inside, ball one. Donovan's 1-0 pitch inside, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Maris. Mantle on deck. Pitch is right in there, strike ball. 2-1. Donovan goes into the slow windup. Curve high, ball three. 3-1. And this is the furthest behind on a hitter that Donovan has been all day. He has not walked a man in eight innings, but he's in danger right now. 3-1 count on Maris. Pitch Roger takes it. Inside, ball four. And that's the first walk given up. And Donovan, not too happy with the call. Maris at first. Here comes Mantle. Mickey bounced the first single, fly to center. not bothering to hold Maris on to pitch the mantle. A ground ball. Yes, green corner down the right field line. Maris is going to third and Mantle's going to second base. And let's see what they call that. It's an error charge to Francona. He had the ball right in his glove, and it skipped right off the side of his glove. An error charge to Francona, the first Indian error of the ball game, and now the Yankees have runners at second and third. Nobody out, and Yogi Berra the batter. Yogi popped the second double and lined out deep to right. So those two runs the Indians picked up in the eighth sure loom mighty big right now. Nobody out. The Indians leading 6-3. Francona was in perfect position for Mantle's ground ball. He was not holding Maris on, was playing deep. The ball right at him, and it slid right off his glove. Pitch to Yogi. A fly ball to right, not too deep, but deep enough to score Maris. Kirkland has it, and cut off by Woody Harrell as Maris scores and Mantle tags up and goes to third. So the sacrifice fly to right field gives Yogi a run batted in. Makes the score 6-4 in favor of Cleveland. And it brings up Johnny Blanchard, who homered, popped the third, popped the second. Donovan not worrying about Mantle, concentrating on Blanchard. And Blanchard pops it up and back of the plate. Johnny Romano throwing the mask away. Under it and takes it to the second out. That's two away. And it brings up Bill Scarron. The Moose has bounced to third, pops to first, bounced to short. Two out in the top of the ninth. The Yankees trailing by two. Mantle is at third. Wind up by Dick Donovan. Pitch to the Moose. A pop up. Francona is coming in, calling for it. And he's got it in the ball game. It's over. And listen to that crowd go wild as the Indians win a big, big ball game. And are now only a half game behind the Yankees. 40 Yankees in the top of the ninth. One run, no hit. One Indian error, one man left. And the Indians win the first ball game 6-4. The totals in the ball game for the Indians, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. For the Yankees, 4 wins, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, Dick Donovan, who is now 1-6 and lost none. The loser, Whitey Ford, who is 1-3 and lost 2.
Well, quite a ball game as the Indians, who are surprising everybody in the early part of the 1962 season, knock off the Yankees 6-4 behind the sixth straight victory of Dick Donovan. So we'll be back in approximately 25 minutes with the second game of the doubleheader, the Yankees and the Indians, with the first game in the books, leading Cleveland 6 and the Yankees 4. So for the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer and P. Ballantyne and Sons of Newark, New Jersey, brewers of Ballantyne Beer and Ballantyne Ale, this is Bob Delaney for Ralph McFarland saying we'll see you shortly. We'll keep you informed as to the start of the second game. We'll be joining you shortly. But now back to our individual Home of Champions Network stations.